In this session, we'll take dentistry the place where we're passionate about sharing those unwritten hints and tips of dentistry. If you're new to the podcast, this is a place where I essentially ramble on about many things that go wrong in my daily practice, things that maybe someday I would love to publish online because I actually even learn more from them. But now I'm just dipping my toes into the water of talking about errors. And they're not significant errors, but they're errors enough that you're like, oh, God, honestly, the intent is to make you feel normal. How about that? And perhaps I'm not normal, so careful with how you designate yourself normal. But let's go ahead. It's Wednesday. I do this from my car driving. Hopefully nobody calls me. I'm using a microphone. You'll hear the wipers because it's beginning of April and we've got this ridiculous snowstorm. So that's, if you hear that thing in the background, those are my wipers. I apologize, but I did want to share this with you because I've got one case. Maybe we'll make it to two cases. I'm not sure, but we had a crazy bridge. I'm moving to another clinic and I've got a bunch of cases to finish, and I get sent not the super complex like prosthodontist cases. That's not really my wheelhouse. I don't want to deal with those. Obviously, I do lots of endo, retreats, regular. But then I'll do the odd, like, implant, yes, but more of the weird, like, hey, we need to restore this. The patient doesn't want to go through ortho, and let's try to fix this. So this gentleman is really interesting. So, he's probably about 55 years old, 7 kids, same wife, and every time, I don't know what it is, so it's so crazy. Every single time a specific song comes on my dental assistant's phone, because she plays the music because I'm recording through my phone. She plays the music. I do care what it is, but they pick, and I just kind of, as long as it's not honky tonk country. God, sorry to those who are honky tonk country listeners, but it's hard to bite off on honky tonk at 7 a.m. But this guy, Africa, every time he walks into the operatory, it's like the first or second song that comes on. And I'm like, I can't believe, like, this is the third time this has happened, because we've seen this patient a few times. And Africa comes on. And the reason why he doesn't like it is because he was stuck in Africa for an extra 3 to 4 months while he was over there. And that's all they played, wherever he was. And then we're talking like 20 years ago, and he just hates that song. I mean, it's a great song, but it's so weird. It's like Google's listening, and it knows the second. I don't know what streaming service my dental assistant uses, but it knows that whenever he comes in, it needs to play Africa. It's so ridiculous. And we listen to music all day long, and it never comes on except for when the patient comes in. So it's actually quite interesting. So this gentleman is a fairly high caries risk patient, and he had had a root canal started approximately a year ago, and it was finished, but the tooth rust, I'm going to start calling it that, otherwise known as decay, the tooth rusted out on him because just a really nice guy, just neglected, and it was really tough because the restoration was at the gingiva on his front tooth. So, not really a candidate for an implant, and I don't think he wanted an implant. And then he just wanted his front tooth fixed. Like, he'd been going around with the front tooth broken for about a year and a half because it had fractured off. It was root canal, then the decay, tooth rust took over, undermined the restoration, undermined the tooth, the whole crown broke off, and he was stuck with no crown. So, trying to figure out kind of the best plan of attack. He's got obviously a deep bite. Not obvious to you, but he has a super deep bite. If you can visualize, almost a div 2 type of bite. But he has one canine, his upper right maxillary canine. Upper and maxillary are the same thing, Ash. Okay, so his maxillary right canine, which is tipped buccally, like way out in space. I mean, it's probably, if the patient were to walk into a glass panel, tooth would almost hit before the patient's nose, almost. And that would be one of the abutments. So we were replacing tooth number 1-1. So max or your right central incisor. And, you know, to no ortho's not happening, implant's not happening, so we're going to do a bridge. I'm like, what are we going to do? So I started 20 years ago, we would either put a partial, maybe not so much, but do a conventional PFM bridge, whittle that canine down, as I say, that sucker down to nothing, have to do a root canal. But now, because lithium disilicate is a little more prevalent, much more prevalent, bond to teeth enamel, and it only needs, the only restriction is really the space for connectors. I elected to half prep the canine, like half of the tooth was twisted, so it's hard to describe it. Hell with it. Just imagine I half prep the canine and I prep the other central incisor and did like a kind of like a weird bridge. And I was going to do a pontic. So on the maxillary left central incisor, we did a regular bridge prep for EMAX. And on the maxillary right canine, the other abutment, it was this half a tooth kind of thing. I mean, it's like a Maryland bridge, but it just wasn't, I needed more resistance form. And I put, like, if you remember your prosto textbook, you look in there and there's all these weird, like, central incisors. They used to do like pins and retain pins on Maryland bridges, all these weird grooves and stuff. Well, I haven't done quite the pins on a casting, like to retain a bridge, but I have done weird retentive grooves that are parallel. So that's what I threw into that canine. And to put the cherry on the cake, I was really excited about this. I was going to, and I did it. I submerged the central incisor, the root, to just kind of retain the periodontium. Maybe one day you get an implant, but most likely not, but just to retain that root and keep the strength of the periodontium, not the strength, the size of the periodontium. So the idea was, so I whittled down the root of the maxillary right central incisor to the gingiva, right to the bone at, essentially. And we made a temporary bridge and an ovate pontic. And boom, we're done. And I was like, yay, we're all done. And I prepped the top of the root, so they put some glossionomer there, and boom, done. Well, I had him back to do the impression, and I take the provisional off. This is a few weeks ago. Take the provisional off, like, okay, good. We've got closure of, you know, the root, submerged root is covered, and sure as hell, nothing's covered. I'm like, oh my God, are you freaking kidding me? Seriously? And it was just a pothole. It was like, imagine looking into a pot full of rice, like you're making a little pot of rice on your oven, but it was not rice, it was just plaque. Like a pot full of plaque, looking into this, like, the gingiva had grown into it, but it stopped where the plaque was. Like, oh, frick. And the problem with that is that, so we hadn't taken the impression, so we're going to take an impression. And the problem with that is that, you know, it's just gonna decay, it will decay away that root. Like, okay, fine, we'll give it another shot. So we take an impression, so we pack cord, do an impression, I make, and then do an impression, and we're good. And then what I do is I make the gingiva bleed. So I clean everything out, make the gingiva bleed right around that root, the submerged root. Like, hey, this is gonna work. I get a phone call, a text message or something last week. So, you know, it's like 2 weeks into waiting for the bridge. And my dental assistant is like, well, the patient's lost his bridge. I'm like, oh. Which is not a big deal, he'd been traveling. And he really, aesthetics were important, but not critical. And he had no sensitivity to the two teeth that were prepped. So I'm like, is he fine? He's like, she said yes. I'm like, oh, well, whatever, we'll see him. And then I thought in the back of my mind, like, oh, sweet, that's even a better opportunity for the pot of plaque to be filled in with gingiva. We're set, right? So he shows up this past week. We get the bridge back made in lithium disilicate. It actually looks pretty damn good. And the lab didn't complain about connector size between the abutments and the pontics. I'm like, okay, sweet. I have the image in my mind looking through the scope. And I'm like, okay, let's take a look at the roots immersion, and then I'm thinking about, okay, well, if the gingiva is completely grown over, then what we'll do is I'll have to take a diamond burr and kind of remove some. Look in the mouth, like, oh my God, there's a freaking root. I can't believe it. Damn it. And again, pot full of plaque. So I take the air water syringe, blow the root, rinse that out, and I'm like, that's it. We're done. I tried. And I really want to publish that on YouTube because it's not a significant issue. And it's kind of funny because it's like, not funny, but it's like, okay, we tried. Is there a negative consequence? Not really. We're going with a bridge. But you just never know. Like, obviously, I'd love to do that, but maybe someday I will. But 2 seconds into that short that happens, it becomes a context, gets taken out of it. Like, okay, it's not worth it. But I can talk to you guys because there's only like 3 of you. Listen. So, hello. So, at that moment, I'm thinking like, okay, we gotta take this little root out. And my dental assistant was like, don't we have a tooth root remover? I'm like, yes, we do. And it's called the Easy Track. So I pulled that out, and I was 10 minutes. I'll never get back in my life. More like 15, where it just did not work. I've used it before, but honestly, it was such a pain in the ass. It just didn't seem to work. So I took what the plan was to do. So I skipped around, I'm sorry. So the intent, so let's back up. I rinse out the plaque out of the root. I think to myself, okay, well, this is an epic fail and I don't want to glue down. I tried on the bridge with the Pove Pontic. It doesn't even fit. So I'm like, well, because the freaking tooth's in the way. I'm like, well, let's go ahead and extract the root. So what the plan was to numb the patient up, use the Easy Extractor to get that root out of there, just pack a collagen plug. I wasn't going to use bone or anything like that. Just a collagen plug, a couple sutures. Elevated just a simple little flap just around the coronal part. If you heard that, that was the tires on, like the noise makers on the road. So we did that. So we numbed the patient up, cleaned off the abutments, made an incision, just a crestal incision, elevated just a little bit of like 3 millimeters of flap, just so I can, because essentially the gingiva had grown over the tooth like 30% all circumferentially, so I couldn't even see the damn thing. So I elevated a little bit of a flap and then took a periotome, or I tried the Easy Extract, that was a waste of time. Took a periotome, slid that about 8 millimeters down the mesial and distal parts of the root, was able to get into the PDL. And then took a simple four, just a regular simple extraction, place some collar plug, and then the sutures, really simple 5-0 gut with these beautiful Castro Viejos. I think they're 18 centimeters long. About 18 centimeters long, beautiful. They're a little more expensive, you can't. And they're just beautiful for all types of suturing, posterior, anterior. And the beauty is that it's so much easier on your wrists in terms of manipulating. It's not easier on your wrists, it is, but in terms of just manipulation and dexterity, so much better with these Castro Viejos. I'd only, for most of my career, only seen the short little wee ones for anterior teeth, and I tried them, they were terrible, a waste of time. My buddy Chris Perio came in last year, for a year before he moved, showed us these things. The only downside is that you can only use 5-0 or smaller because it'll bend the tips of them. So we did that. So back to the case. We're hot on the case here. Then we tried in the bridge. Bridge fit, decent. Occlusion was fine. So the Ove Pontic fit right in the Ove Pontic. And what I've done, I'm not sure if you folks do this, but I was shipped a water pick many years ago. To advertise, and I just couldn't to try it out and then make an advertisement on YouTube. And I was kind of like, you know what? I'm not like a water pick kind of guy. Like, I don't even use it in my daily practice. I used it and it was actually pretty good. I was really impressed. You can do lots of different strengths. You get them off of Amazon for $30. I just didn't think it was worth like to make a
full ad on a water pick. But what I have done is I've actually started telling my patients, and I'm sure I'm 70 miles behind the eight ball on this, told my implant patients and other patients with bridges to get one of these off of Amazon and start using it. And I had a patient, a really good friend of mine, great friend, Howard, he came in today, done a bunch of work on him. He's helped me train for this thing called the Iron Warrior out where I am. It's canoeing. It's like you can do a marathon in terms of canoeing, running with a Rucks backpack, like a heavy backpack on your back, and then portage a canoe. I just did this sprint a few years ago. He helped me train for that. It was really good. And I suggested about a month ago, like, Howard, he's got a couple implants tied together, like a bridge on the lower left, and he's got an implant on the right. And I said, you should probably get a water pick, try it out. And I'll tell you, seeing the difference, like his teeth, those implants were pretty covered, especially those when they tie them together, coated in plaque. And, you know, to me, that's the reason why these damn things fail, just bacteria. And wow, what a difference. So that's kind of when I'm talking with these Ovate Pontics. They look beautiful and the aesthetics look incredible, but to clean this damn thing, wow, difficult. So I recommended to this patient get a water pick, showed him some super floss, cemented that thing down, and then we'll get him back in a few weeks just to tidy it up, take a look, see how it's doing. But it went out, you know, and that's kind of the whole point of this conversation. I'm going to call it quits here because I got to get a cup of coffee for my drive. But the beauty, that is the one thing about dentistry is that it's kind of like an all-out sport in terms of, like, you know, jack of all trades, master of none. You know, you think it's going to go one way, and I know exactly, I'm almost certain that you know what I'm talking about. Like, you think it's going to go one way, and then halfway the procedure, it's going another way. So that's my passion in life, is to tell you that you're normal. Anyways, thank you so much for joining me. I'm super grateful you're here. I wish I could learn about who's listening. And I actually don't know if you can put comments, but you can find me on social media at Facebook. I'd really appreciate if you sent me, not my All Things Dentistry, but my personal account, send me a message and let me know that you're listening. And if this is helpful, I'll talk to you soon. Cheers.